parents who raise children on the autism spectrum face unique challenges, not only as parents, but as partners. Research shows they're at a higher risk of divorce and often report less marital satisfaction than other parents. New research from UW-Madison's Weissman Center may help explain why. The researcher is Segan Hartley, Associate Professor of Human Development and Family Studies, and she joins me now with more. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You got to look into the day-to-day lives of several hundred couples, some with children with autism spectrum disorder, some with neurotypical children, through these daily diaries. What did they tell you about?
On average, parents who had a child on the spectrum spent less time with their partner, 21 minutes less per day with their partner than were other parents. And while you may think it's only 21 minutes, this quickly adds up to being about 2 hours less per week. In addition to all the sort of traditional parenting things that any parent has, it often may mean sort of more time spent in child-related activities, whether that's helping your child with activities like dressing or eating or participating in therapies or working with a special education teacher. And so then we wanted to know, well, what goes by the wayside? If you have 21 minutes less with your partner, what is sort of getting cut out? And what we found is that parents with a child on the spectrum and our other parents were both feeling like they had equal levels of support from their partner to put out the flames of everyday problems. Who's going to make dinner? Who's going to put John to bed? Who's going to drive Tiffany to piano? How are we going to pack the backpacks for tomorrow's school? Both groups were feeling like they actually were coming together to assist each other to sort of put out these everyday flames. But what was going by the wayside was taking that time to connect with your partner. So share a story. How did that morning go for you at work? How are you feeling about the current political climate? What are you excited about with March Madness? Or how is your bracket doing, right? And these are things we know are actually so important to developing that intimacy with your partner and maintaining that relationship, not just that working relationship to solve sort of child issues, but to actually have that connection.
So fewer of these positive interactions, but that doesn't necessarily translate into more criticism between the two partners or more fighting between the two partners.
Exactly. They weren't fighting more than our comparison group. But what we know from the general literature is that people in long-lasting and satisfying relationships, not only do you have to have few negative, but you actually need to have a lot of positive interactions. And that actually is a very key part of this recipe to sort of maintaining a really satisfying and happy couple relationship. And so I think it gives us a lot of insight into some possible psychoeducation interventions, also social policies we can think to sort of best support parents who may be navigating some of these unique parenting challenges.
In a way, there's a parallel. Couples have so many additional tasks to take care of, or fires, as you said, to put out, that they don't always have that time to connect with each other. In the same way, researchers have been so focused on individuals who are on the spectrum that they haven't always considered the family dynamics, the other people in the family, and how they're faring and the issues that they're facing. And here you are to look at some of those questions.
What we know and what we've known for a long time is that we need to understand the context in which people grow up. If your goal is to support the best development and outcomes for the child with autism, well, we absolutely need interventions that focus directly on that child. We also need to be cognizant of what's going on, that not only the services and the resources that child gets, but how are the family members doing? So we know the extent to which parents are doing well, that helps them engage in really good parenting, right? And be attentive and warm. And to be able to even navigate what is often a very challenging education and healthcare system. So if you are so drained because you sort of are not getting your needs met, it's really hard to do all these extra tasks that we put on parents who have a child on the spectrum. And so I always think that these outcomes are tightly linked.
Segan Hartley, thanks so much for coming in and talking with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.